Singapore and number 39, SDBS Group Holdings flagged strong loan growth and lower credit costs ahead after a rebound in its mainstay home market fueled a better-than-expected 37% jump in quarterly net profit for Southeast Asia and number 39's biggest lender. The bank joined local peers OCBC and United Overseas Bank in reporting strong results, but the sector and number 39's sequential performance slowed sharply, underscoring challenges to maintaining growth. And quote, overall numbers were okay considering net interest margins have fallen over 40 basis points from pre-COVID levels as rates fell, with the fee side largely expected, comma and quote, said Kevin Quirk, a senior analyst at Stanford C. Bernstein, commenting on DBS. DBS shares rose as much as 1.2% on Thursday to a record SGD 30.95 in a weak market. The stock is up 23% so far this year. HSBC and Standard Chartered have also reduced credit losses in a global economic recovery after booking huge provisions last year in the face of the coronavirus pandemic. And quote, it was a strong first half of the year and we go into the back end of the year with a fairly high degree of confidence, comma and quote, DBS CEO Piyush Gupta, 61, told an online news conference. The bank raised its dividend payout after Singapore and number 39's central bank last week removed caps on bank dividends, citing the improving global economic outlook. As Singapore and number 39's economy rebounds from its worst ever recession, demand for home mortgages and loans has improved, while booming markets have bolstered banks and number 39 wealth management businesses. This helped them cushion the impact of weak net interest margins in a low interest rate environment. DBS reported profit for April to June rose to 1.7 billion Singapore dollars from 1.25 billion Singapore dollars a year earlier and beat an average estimate of 1.42 billion Singapore dollars from five analysts, according to Refinitiv data. Profit fell 15% from a record first quarter. This was the 10th consecutive quarter that the bank has reported higher than expected profit. Under Gupta, who took charge in 2009, DBS has broken into the ranks of the top wealth managers in Asia, acquired two banks, in India and China, over the past year, and is making forays into businesses such as a digital exchange and a global carbon exchange as it seeks new revenue streams amid low interest rates. Provisions for potential loan losses declined to 79 million Singapore dollars from 849 million Singapore dollars a year earlier, and DBS reduced its forecast for full-year credit costs.